online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Independent investigations are going to be offered to grieving families who've gone through a stillbirth. The Health Secretary's announced the change as part of plans to halve the rate of neonatal and maternal deaths and severe birth-related brain injuries by 2025. Jeremy Hunt says it's important for the parents and other health trusts to be told about what happened.
Hopefully, if something goes wrong in the West Country, they'll find out about it in Manchester the next week, not 10 years later when we settle a multi-million pound court case, which sadly is what can happen at the moment.
Ex-Coronation Street star Bruno Langley's pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting two women at a music venue in Manchester. The actor, who played Todd Grimshaw in the soap, has admitted touching the women during a gig last month. He's been told he could face jail. Police are still trying to work out the identity of a man who died when he was hit by a train near Canterbury. The line had to be closed last night while investigations took place, affecting services between Faversham and Dover Priory. His death's been treated as unexplained, and officers are trying to establish how he ended up on the tracks.
KM FM News.
There have been more arrests in Kent than anywhere else in England for coercive control since it officially became a crime. Figures given to KM FM show just over 500 people have been detained in the 18 months since last January, but only one in six have been charged. The offence covers things that intimidate, restrict and control a partner's behaviour, like monitoring their social media accounts or limiting access to cash. Lisa Thompson is from Satida, which supports domestic abuse victims in Kent.
Historically, it's been difficult to prove domestic abuse at all because it's two people and there's no witnesses. So the lack of charging for coercive control doesn't come as much of a surprise. There's also the lack of evidence in terms of violence and injuries.
A company's been charged with illegally destroying a bat habitat in Edenbridge. It follows an investigation into reports roosts has been lost when a number of buildings were demolished to make way for new homes at Eden Hall in Stickhill. A London-based firm and a contract manager are due in court next month. There's a warning extra pressure could be put on school places in Kent by an influx of families moving here from the capital. Councillors say authorities in London are looking to buy up former Ministry of Defence land in the county, then rehouse families in cheaper accommodation. Last week it was revealed Kent would need the equivalent of an extra 12 secondary schools to meet demand over the next few years. Paul Francis is KMFM's political editor.
The council doesn't, of course, know how many might come into Kent, of course, but suggests that the numbers could be significantly high and are warning that the county council will come under increased pressure as time goes by.
Firefighters have been called to a chimney blaze at a pub near Ashford. It broke out at the Barrow House in Egerton at 9:30 this morning. No one's been hurt. More details on the royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expected to be revealed later. Clarence House says the couple are planning to marry in the spring, but no date or venue's been given yet. And despite being busy getting engaged, Prince Harry's taken time to send a message to pupils at a Kent school after they posted him a flat Stanley to look after. Year 2 children at Leybourne School in West Malling sent a copy of the children's book character to Kensington Palace as part of a project to see what adventures he could have around the world. The note back says he also met Prince William and played with Prince George and Princess Charlotte and their dog Lupo.
Sport with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
England cricket bosses haven't ruled out Ben Stokes joining the Ashes squad in Australia, but his trip to New Zealand apparently isn't linked to a return. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the all-rounder is suspended from international duty at the moment after being arrested on suspicion of actual bodily harm outside a nightclub in September. He's travelled to see family, though, and has held informal talks to play domestic cricket with Kiwi side Canterbury. Their chief exec, Jeremy Kerwin, says a deal isn't sorted just yet.
There were very low-key conversations going on, but the fact he's jumped on a flight to get over here, get a bit of a break, has sort of forced our hand a little bit in speeding those up. But then there are other considerations that both Canterbury Cricket and New Zealand Cricket have to take into consideration, bearing in mind his current circumstances.
In football, Manchester United aim once again to cut Man City's Premier League advantage to 5 points tonight. Jose Mourinho's side head to inform Watford. Meantime, Tottenham could move back into the top four if they avoid defeat at Leicester. The first Premier League meeting between fierce rivals Brighton and bottom of the table Crystal Palace takes place on the south coast, and managerless West Brom are hosting Newcastle.
That's the latest. Next up, updates at 2.